Hello there.
It's showtime, Mr. Funny Bones.
With your hosts, Tyler Kane and Alex Lyshow, this is Two Clowns and a Goat.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Poppet.
What's up, dude?
How's it going?
Good, man. I got to drive out of the Chick-fil-A parking lot. One of the people who knows me is working in the line. She already told me bye, so I feel like she just sees me sit in my car for like an hour. It's weird.
Wait, so you're right now, as we're talking, driving your car?
Yes.
That...
I'm just going over the public's parking.
That's a podcast first right there. Wow.
Mobile podcast. That's right.
Dude,
remember when we used to... How about you? What's going on with
you? I've got 3 more days of work and then I'm quitting. Yep, this is it. Like... Yeah, no, so I'm not going to quit till after
Christmas. Right before Christmas.
So I have this week. I have all next week off. I took it off. So that's a free week of pay. And there's a Christmas bonus.
That's great.
And there's a Christmas bonus.
Oh, I got you.
So this is my last week. I will technically still be working next week as I'm at home in my bed. And then I'm going to come back Monday after Christmas, walk in and quit. Yeah.
Okay, I like it. Does anyone else know you're quitting?
It's funny because I have not told a soul that I'm even thinking about leaving. Like, I haven't complained, haven't said anything. I can't trust anybody. Don't know who's a rat. And today, like probably an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, my office mate, who I've had trouble, like we're friends, but not really. Like, we don't really talk much. It's just kind of like a little bit of small talk. Today, he brings up the fact that he's applying to law school.
Okay. So, there's no college update, but the only thing is that they announced today Bryce Love... Well, I guess we do have Justin Fields to talk about, too.
Yes.
But Bryce Love is skipping the senior... his bowl game, which brings... Like, I mean, you have Bryce Love skipping. You've got... I don't know if Devin White has made a decision yet. You got the... the Bosa that already, like, dipped out of the whole season just to go and prepare for his NFL. Yeah. And then Memphis's running back, who, like, is one of the very few people to eclipse 2,000 yards, which is insane. He's contemplating skipping as well. And so I am officially declaring this and then epidemic. I think it's bad for college football.
It's very bad. The Bulls, I could see in the near future where they just cut Bulls out because no one's playing.
Yeah. Like, it's a Will Greer skipping too. Yeah, that's the other thing. And so when you get, like, what's the point in watching these games if you don't get to watch? Because, I mean, especially for a quarterback, your starting quarterback doesn't play, your team gets significantly worse. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
And so you match up these really good teams, one of the best players isn't playing, suddenly it's not that great of a game anymore.
Yeah, college football has issues with their bowls, I think.
Yeah, so I just think it's dumb. And it definitely doesn't encourage me because, like, I like watching high drafted players play in bowl games. I think it's a different environment. I think it looks good for them if they do well.
Right.
So it kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I'm not going to watch any bowl games other than the ones that matter, the two that matter.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones I want to watch. I don't even think I'm going to watch Georgia, Texas. If I'm doing nothing, I will.
Oh, but... if you're doing nothing. Well, see, I really want to watch it to see how good Colin Johnson and Lil
Davey
whatever his name is.
Lil Baby.
Yeah, match up against, I think DeAndre Baker would be a cool guy. But I just want to see them play. I think watching them play against a good defense is going to be fun to watch.
Is it Lil John?
Is it Lil Jalen? I don't know.
Oh, there it is. Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Lil Jordan. Gosh. Every time. Okay. So what are your thoughts on the field situation?
Well, I think what this means is that Fromm's going to be there for 2 more years.
Really? No.
Yeah. Yeah, Fromm's not coming out next year.
You don't think so?
I thought he would, and then when Fields bailed, I thought, why would he bail? If Fromm's going to leave after next year, why would he bail? It's got the only reason is because Fromm's got to be there for 2 more years. I mean, And then I started thinking, if Fromm continues to play like he did in the SEC championship game and the national championship game last year, this dude is built
yes
to take over for Tom Brady.
That's a good point.
I mean, dude, I could see him in New England. He's the next quarterback. Belichick would love him. He's stereotypical Belichick material. Think about it. He's white. He's a student of the game, which is his main thing. Think about Edelman, Burkhead, Chris Hogan, all these guys who aren't the biggest athletes, but they just study hard, and they've got that extra layer of it, whatever that is.
Whatever that is, yeah.
This is Belichick's guy. So I think Fromm plays two more years. It lines up perfectly with Brady leaving or retiring. And they have a pretty smooth transition, maybe a year or two of mediocrity, and then they're back to winning. And I think Fields knows this. He saw how good Fromm played. He knows he's not going to beat him out. I don't think Fromm mentally is even close to what Fromm is. I don't think Fields mentally is even close to what Fromm is. And I think he realized that he's not going to beat him on his physical aspects alone. And then he had to bail. And I think he's going to Florida.
Florida. That's really interesting. Okay.
Can you transfer in conference?
You can. So Georgia has the – all right, quick question. Completely. What is the past tense of the word? If I wanted to say this, is it drunken or is it drank, drink? Drinked.
Can I get a sentence for context?
So I'm trying to, because I haven't texted her back, and I'm trying to text her back real quick. Okay. She's trying to give me that Turkish coffee, and I said, well, if I don't like it, my sister will love it. So it will get what? Drank?
It will get say drinked.
Drinking.
Say drinked and just play it off.
So someone will drink it.
I say go with drinked.
It kept autocorrecting it to drinking or drinks.
Oh, gosh, you're screwed.
I don't know. I'm telling you, dude, I'm trying not to look so dumb in front of her.
This is a girl in the CIA, dude. You can't spell drink.
Oh, my gosh. She's probably listening to the podcast.
Oh.
Didn't think of
that. No. We're going to have to bleach this.
Oh, man. So much editing. All right. So we got to figure out how to edit.
Dude, these Barstool ugly sweaters are incredible, by the way. Just
they're so good, aren't they? They're so
there's
good.
There's so many good ones.
So back to Fields. So
yes.
Did you see the two videos that came out?
No, I have not seen them. What happened?
Okay, so there's one video that a reporter had from the Auburn game where he was making a bunch of sarcastic comments after the game, like, oh man, I handed that ball off really good.
Okay.
And then there was one for the press conference after the SEC championship game, where is the stealing game where reporters are actually allowed to talk to freshmen.
Right.
Where he was just saying, you know, he wasn't too happy with his playing time, but he wanted to do whatever it takes to help his team win, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I have two theories. One is just that he didn't – like, he expected to be able to come in and actually throw the ball, and he's not – like, he really hasn't been getting – any opportunities to throw the ball, even in the limited playing time
he's
had.
Yes.
And then maybe the second one, and so he just got frustrated with that, like a lot of, you know, running quarterbacks generally do get frustrated with. And the second one is that Kirby didn't think Fromm was going to be as good as he is. And so when Fields was recruited, maybe Kirby thought Fields might actually have a chance to beat him out. He might actually have a chance to get a lot more playing time.
Yeah.
And then because when you look at Fromm's stats, he's been a good quarterback, but his two best games far and away are against us in the championship game and this championship game.
He's good, dude. He's really good.
He's good. And so, Kirby obviously can't start. And even this year, people are saying Fields should start over Fromm, which I thought was a bit ridiculous. Still.
I thought it was moronic. Week four. They're calling for Fromm's head. I'm like, this guy just brought us to the natty.
Yeah, so I think he just had some expectations that he thought, and they just didn't get met. So he can transfer to Florida. Georgia can block it, just depending on. So last I heard from someone, I don't know if this is true or not, but someone said he's going to try and transfer and cite a reason, because, you know, it was like someone yelled a racial slur at him a while ago.
Yeah,
cite that as a reason. He just feels like it's an unsafe environment, in which case they wouldn't be able to block the transfer. But I honestly, and this is purely just stereotypical, he looks exactly like Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray goes out, he goes to Oklahoma, shoot. Nothing changes, right?
Shoot.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good, yeah. And that's scary.
Yeah, so I can totally see that. And I think it would actually be good for him because Lincoln Riley can help him develop as a quarterback for sure.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. That head coach of the Packers.
Lincoln's come to Green Bay, baby.
Sure. But Florida would be good too because Dan Mullen is just as good as a little quarterback whisperer.
Yeah. Yeah. I just see him going straight to Florida. He wants to stay at least decently close to home. He's a Southern boy. Their quarterback sucks. I don't know who's coming in next, but Florida's got, you know, always that talented roster. And if there's any bad blood for any reason from his days at Georgia, it could be kind of like a vendetta thing. Like, oh, you're going to play Fromm over me? All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into Jacksonville every year and beat them.
Which would be awesome. As a storyline, it'd be pretty awesome.
It'd be a great storyline, dude. And I could just see him in that blue.
These Georgia-Florida games have lacked a lot of the rivalry.
They suck, dude. They're so overhyped.
Yeah. But so that's all I really had for. I mean, Justin Fields will go down as an Alabama legend.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
It really just kind of gave us the game. So I don't know. I hope he finds somewhere. I think it's like Jalen Hurts, Kelly Bryant. They started this whole transfer thing. And I think, honestly, Hurts probably ruined it for a lot of people by being successful staying where he's at.
Right.
Which kind of sucks for, like, cause now people can just pull it. Oh, look at Jalen. He stayed. Look what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch for sure.
Yeah. We'll see.
So,
NFL?
Let's get into that. So we'll start with the coaching situation. Do you think Lincoln is actually a good possibility at this point?
I think he's a good possibility. I think it's a far reach, though. I don't think it's actually going to happen. I would like him. I think he'd be cool. Get some fresh energy in there. Creative mind. I think he'd be good.
Yeah.
I think the front runner right now is Josh McDaniels.
Which I think if he's going to leave anywhere, going to Green Bay would probably be the best bet for him.
And honestly, if we got Josh McDaniels, I would feel pretty good about it because someone needs to yell at Rodgers and say, get your head in the game. Stop being such a fool. Because right now, no one yells at him.
No. And, I mean, if you want to talk about the game, he looked pretty much dead, honestly.
He looked awful.
Like, he did not – he looked awful. And, I like I've said, like, the Bears' defense is good.
Yeah.
And so he has not been able to, like – I mean, even week one, he struggled a lot against them, I thought.
Yeah,
he did. And they've definitely only got better. But, I mean, he just didn't look like he cared, really. It just didn't matter. He was just kind of just going out there, just missing some – that one – hit that one shot to – I don't remember who it was down the field. MVS. But, yeah.
Wide open.
Wide open, and I just missed it.
I think he's definitely tanking. He knows we need a good pick.
Yeah.
But that's my theory.
And I think that's a good – I mean, he needs some help. But it sucks about Aaron Jones. I hate that.
Yeah, I know.
Especially for fantasy purposes for you.
Oh, by the way, congrats on your win.
Thank you. Thank you for being there to experience these moments with me.
I'm so tired of losing to you in the championship after a DeAndre Hopkins explosion.
And it's both times you've smacked me in regular season, too.
Yeah. I'm tired of it. But hopefully I can beat Caleb in the other league. I don't know if you've seen what my starting lineup's going to be.
No.
Dude, my team has crumbled on me. I'm shocked I won this past week. Aaron Jones,
dude, so 1 point. I feel so bad because, like, after I get out of the championship, I mean, I'm in last place. I haven't had any games, so I just kind of, like, haven't even looked at it.
Yeah.
You're playing Nick. Oh, no, this is Caleb. I'm playing
Caleb. So, Aaron Jones goes down with a sprained MCL, IR. He was probably my second... He's probably my third best player behind Mahomes and Gurley.
Yeah.
Then I had Blunt put up 1 point. I can't believe I won this week. I really am shocked.
Ooh, dude. Yeah, pulled it up.
Blunt is now getting scavenged by Zenner. Zach Zenner. Yeah, he's back. So
I can see why Ryan was freaking out about Jalen Samuels.
Well, so here's the thing about Jalen Samuels. I played him in my tight end spot, which was incredible. He blew it up. But if he was listed as a running back, I would have plugged him in for Blunt. And I would have plugged in Evan Ingram or Vance McDonald, and I actually would have scored more points. So it actually helped Ryan.
Yeah, but that's not how he's going to see it. He's going to see a running back in the tight end spot. Yeah.
And I explained that to him, and he doesn't understand what I'm saying. So I'm just like, all right, moron. But so now I'm rolling into the championship game with – by the way, Gurley is day-to-day.
Gurley, yeah, I saw that.
Even if he plays – I think
and he might not play. I think he's going to sit.
I think he might sit too. So now I'm looking at, like, okay, let's say all my three starting running backs are hurt, because Kerryon I don't think is going to play either.
Yeah.
So let's say this entire year I built the best team I've ever built, and then going into the final game, I'm rolling with Kalen Ballage, Zach Zenner, and Samuels from the Steelers as my running backs.
Because do you know what kind of upsets me? And this happens every single year. I put these players that I really like preseason.
Yeah.
Deep sleep. And Ballage is one of those people. And I hate it. And he finally goes off. I've kind of just checked out. And I come back and he's, oh, wow. So now he's playing.
Dude, you know who that was for me this year?
Who?
Chris Carson. And you had me sold this year, dude, on Derrick Henry. You had me sold. I drafted him. I drafted Carson. And then I dropped Derrick Henry 2.5 weeks ago. And I think it could cost me a championship.
Because I this is why I got so hyped about it. Because, I mean, obviously I'm biased for Derrick Henry anyway. But they had a horrible offensive coordinator. They brought in a guy that specialized in zone runs, which is what we used at Alabama to actually get him a Heisman. And then all year, they just ran the same offense they ran last year. They're just running him up the middle, up the middle, up the middle. And then they finally utilized him, like, on the outside and in between some fullback tight end gaps. And he explodes for 2 weeks in a row.
Dude.
Why are they not doing this all season?
He's getting, like, 30 carries a game the last 2 weeks.
And he is excelling. It's amazing to watch.
I saw something that they were, like, tracking his speed on one of his runs. And they said that he achieved the fastest top speed of any running back in the league this year.
I mean, he's a physical specimen. There's no denying that. He's huge. He runs fast. His stiff arm is the best.
Yeah. And I dropped him for David Moore of the Seahawks 2.5 weeks ago.
Which is so painful.
And now I'm going with Zach Zenner into my fantasy finals. I'm very scared.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you, sir. I have the number 1 overall pick.
Yes, you do.
So I really just played everyone this whole time. I've been lulling you all to sleep, and now I'm ready to explode.
Actually, TC, make sure that you do. I think you're in a consolation game this week. Or maybe
am I actually playing this week? Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, no, they're in a consolation game for 7th place. Oh, man, that hurts. I just can't. I can't look at it. It's going to make me sick.
Oh, yeah, TC, you do have a game this week.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you're in the 7th place game.
Should I throw?
I would, yeah. I wouldn't. I was thinking about this. If I lost to Fields, I was going to set my lineup and then, like, 2 minutes before the game started, pull everyone.
You're going to get people pissed off if you pull people.
I would.
That's happened last year.
Have we ruled against no tanking? Is that a rule?
I don't think no tanking. But, I mean, because remember, like, I was going to pull my people so I didn't have to. Had an easy game, and then Caleb freaked out last year.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I mean, you could just start people you know are going to suck. Just leave Blunt in there. Put
Zach Zenner in.
Yeah. Don't you have – you have Josh Rosen on your lineup still, don't you?
Nah, I cut him.
Feels bad.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so Henry's good. So are you a believer in the Bears yet?
No, I'm very anti-Bears.
Really?
Yep. The only reason is Trubisky's not getting it done in the playoffs.
You don't think so?
Look, I really like his mobility. He's so elusive. He's sneaky elusive. But the dude just, he's not going to hit the big throw. He's not that accurate, and he's not going to hit the big throw when they need it. Their defense is amazing.
So good.
It's so good. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to win. Here's my stance in the NFC right now. Saints, okay. Saints have issues. I don't know what exactly it is.
I agree.
But they have games where they just
– Did you watch Monday night? It was a weird game.
It was a weird game, and I had to turn it off after halftime because I was so nervous about McCaffrey. I couldn't watch. I couldn't stomach it. I was like, I'm going to watch YouTube for an hour and come back and hope I won.
Let me get your hindsight. Is McCaffrey trade still good for me?
Who did you get again?
Travis Kelce and Alshon Jeffrey.
No, big mistake. Big mistake. McCaffrey's legit. Yeah.
McCaffrey is legit. I'm still going to die on the hill that he doesn't fit that system and they're going to try to replace him with a power back soon.
Okay.
But they just don't – like, all their backs suck right now. So, like, C.J. Anderson's I think they ended up cutting him, like, pretty recently, didn't they?
Yeah, they cut him. Yep.
Yeah, so I really think they're going to go to the draft and just grab someone else. Okay.
I could see that. So, the Saints aren't that good. What's scary about the Saints is they're going to have home field advantage. NFC runs through the Superdome. And it's almost impossible to go in there in a playoff environment and beat them.
Yeah.
I think the last time that they had home field, I think they went to the Super Bowl. Maybe one other time they may have lost, but I don't remember.
I don't know. But cause I feel like they're going to be prepared. Like, because there's a lot of teams right now that be hyped up. They're not doing well. But playoffs are just around the corner.
Yep.
So I'm not buying the Pats are done until I see them lose a playoff game. I'm not going to buy the Saints are done until I see them lose a playoff game. Same thing with – because, I mean, the Seahawks – I mean, Shanahan, I don't know. Because you see that stat, Nick Mullins had thrown for 650 yards this season against Seattle.
Yeah.
That's the most any quarterback has thrown against them in, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying that they're in trouble at all until I see Russell Wilson lose the playoff game. Because they're going to be – like we've talked, they're going to be competitive with whoever they play.
Dude, I'm telling you, Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
I'm still not buying that.
Dude, I'm telling you, who's coming out of the NFC? The Rams aren't good.
See, I don't buy that still. Like, I'm still on the Rams.
The Rams aren't good.
Okay, so I will say they're not in a good spot right now. And I'm not pinning it on the team or McVay. I'm going to pin it on Jared Goff. So, because that whole Bears game, which was probably like after our podcast, I think we didn't talk about it. Or it was like during the podcast last week, wasn't
it? Yes.
McVay came out and said, I put the team in a bad spot. I wasn't calling the right plays. And I don't, like, that wasn't true. I really don't think that was true. I think Goff was making poor throws. The Bears defense was just really good. And it just, like, as the game went on, they got put in a position they haven't been put in all season. They didn't know what to do. And so they just kind of collapsed offensively.
Yeah.
And I still think they were – like, this is just a hangover game this week. I don't think you're going to get to playoff season and have them struggle. I think they're going to be a lot more competitive than they were last year.
Goff looks human the last 2 weeks.
He does. But there's just – there's too much offensive talent on that team for them to just choke in the playoffs.
The Eagles' defense isn't good this year. They have no secondary.
They have no secondary.
And he looked awful against them.
I know.
He couldn't hit a throw.
But, I mean, this does go back to, like, and this is sort of what, like, they still have a good front seven. I don't think that's any question at all. So they basically did the same thing the Bears did. They said, we're stopping the run. You're going to have to throw it.
Yeah.
And I think Goff is just still a little nervous, like, being put everything on his shoulders that early.
Yeah.
But there are not a whole lot of teams that can sell out to stop the run, like, you know, the Eagles front seven, the Bears front seven. So I don't know. I just refuse to believe this team is that good and is just going to do that bad.
The Rams aren't going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's going to be the Bears. We already talked about that.
The Bears aren't going to win the playoff game. They're going to lose the first game.
All right, so let's kind of backtrack a little bit. Are you seeing the end of the tunnel for Rodgers yet?
What do you mean, the end of the tunnel?
I mean, 2 years in a row, Packers missed the playoff. He just turned, what, 36? 35. I mean, Brady's like the first anomaly. You got a 40-year-old quarterback playing. Is that going to be Rodgers too? Or is he, is this, are we, because we're definitely in the twilight days. I think that's undeniable. But, like, I don't think he has more than 3 years left.
I think he's got 4 or 5.
Okay.
He said he's going to play until he's 40. He's signed until he's 40.
Okay. Now, when did the Packers draft a replacement?
In 2 years.
In 2 years. Interesting.
Yeah. In 2 years.
Okay. Well, there's something else I want to talk about because I really didn't get to watch hardly any of this game. It was one of those that you turn to it in the middle of the third quarter and you're just kind of, wait, what?
Yeah.
Colts Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Like, because the Colts are scary.
The Colts are getting hot. They could go to the AFC Championship game.
They could. Luck is good. We've said that. I mean, he definitely is performing with an offensive line at least as good as he was like his first couple of years when he didn't have an offensive line. I still don't think their defense is that great, but I mean the Cowboys like got shut down.
The Cowboys didn't score a point, which is pitiful.
They're not someone like I'm still on board with the Texans, but I don't know that if the Colts made the playoffs, they wouldn't be able to just kind of. They would probably lose to the Chiefs, but there's not many other teams that I think they would lose to right now.
Okay, firstly, let me just say, let me extend a little lifeboat to you and say, please bail on the Texans.
Oh, come on.
The Texans. Listen, are fake news.
Deshaun Watson in the postseason has only lost one game. And he lost it by 5 points.
That is such a dumb stat.
Now, how much of the Jets game did you get to watch?
Not much. Not much. That not much. Was the 1 o'clock.
Okay, so he still looks great. That was Saturday. That offensive line is horrendous. They have absolutely no offensive line, and it feels really bad because, I mean, he's basically like a Luck. He's just getting hit every single play, and no one's really doing anything to stop it.
Right.
But they have a pretty good run game. They're a little overcommitted to it, I think. They don't let them air it out as much as they did his rookie year. But DeAndre Hopkins is going to tear open any defense. You can't stop the guy.
That's true. He's amazing.
So I think if they get into one of those games where they have to win a shootout, like I'm fully on board with, you know, the Texans winning that game. Like I think they can win any shootout. It's when they get in those close games, like those less than 20-point games. Those are the games they're going to lose. I like just watching this team, like they can't, like their defense is so weird to me because they have Clowney, they have Watt, they have Whitney Merciless, they have Zach Cunningham at linebacker. Yep. Like they have so many playmakers just everywhere. And then they'll suddenly all just quit and give up almost 40 points.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what would happen if they played, you know, like the Chargers. I can totally see that happening for some reason.
Yeah, the Chargers would pick them apart. I think the Colts would rip them apart and the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think Watson would struggle with those defenses at all. So I don't know. I'm not giving up on this team. Just because I love Watson so much, I want to see them keep going. I think he can take them at least to the second round.
Dude, TC. They're looking at a first round exit. There's no doubt in my mind.
I don't see it. But at the same time, like they're only a couple pieces away from being a legitimate contender for the year after.
I think if they get rid of Bill O'Brien, then they could contend.
Really? So did you see that thing that came out today? He's only one of, was it 4 or 5 head coaches that have won or gotten to the playoffs or had a winning – I don't remember. Something like it. He's a good coach is what the stat was saying.
Okay.
And I don't know, like – he has, like, with absolutely no quarterback, gotten this team to the playoffs, like, a lot.
That's true. That's true. So our matchups right now in the AFC, if it ended right now, we'd have Patriots versus Ravens, which would be very interesting because
yeah,
that's their kryptonite. The Ravens are their kryptonite.
They are. They are.
And we'd have Chargers-Steelers in Pittsburgh. That would be a great game.
Yeah. Mike Williams finally came alive.
Yeah. Dude, the AFC's, you know, I came in thinking that the AFC was pretty weak this year.
Same, and they're actually looking a lot better.
They're pretty loaded. I mean, the Colts, they're not even in right now, dude.
Yeah.
They're still literally behind the Ravens.
All of the powerhouses in the NFC just died this year.
Yeah.
Eagles are dead. Falcons are dead. I mean, the Seahawks are coming back to life, but they've been struggling all year.
I mean, really, it's going to come down to – so the NFC is basically locked in, I would say, except for is this going to be Vikings or Eagles?
Yeah.
That's it. And the Vikings are 7-6-1. Eagles are 7-7. That's what it's going to come down to. And I hope the Eagles get in because I hate the Vikings so much.
Yeah, I don't want – because I'm not rooting for Kirk Cousins anymore. I don't know what it is. I just
– He's a loser. See him fail. He's a loser. I heard all the hype this offseason. He's a loser. So
I do think it's a little – I think it's a little unfair because he is getting a lot of crap right now for that huge contract and underperforming. But then you have quarterbacks like Matthew Stafford, same amount of contract money, maybe even more.
Yeah.
And he's playing horribly.
Stafford is really looking bad this year.
Yeah. So
I'm playing Vikings defense this week against them because they're just – their offense is atrocious. But I'm rolling.
Yeah, that Bills game, was hard to watch.
Yeah.
So oh, man.
NFC matchups right now would be Vikings-Bears in Chicago.
Okay.
And then Seahawks at Cowboys, which would be perfect.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, I mean, one of those teams is going to the Super Bowl. I still believe that. It's either Cowboys or Seahawks.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, well, that'll be – I don't know. Like, so there's going to be like one or – like maybe two or three – trying to think. Yeah, at least like probably three games that actually matter for week 17.
Yeah.
In terms of playoffs.
Yeah. It's going to be a good week.
That's weird. Because there's legitimately like close to about eight teams that could honestly, because like you get to playoffs and you're pretty confident, all right, it's going to be like one of these two or three teams.
Right.
But like almost any team that makes playoffs this year, I really do feel like has a chance to kind of surprise everybody.
I agree. It's so even this year.
Yeah.
I mean, even the Eagles, if they sneak in with this Foles magic again.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I could see Philly going into Chicago and with the Foles magic beating the Bears.
Yep. I could too.
And then
just because it's like that thing that just happens. You know, everyone's like, well, it's the magic of the backup quarterback. I've been saying it like for the past month now.
If the Eagles would beat the Bears, they'd go to New Orleans. That would be a great matchup, I think.
I think so too.
Man. So, TC, I heard this podcast the other day.
Okay.
You have to listen to it.
Is it called Two Clowns and a Goat?
No. It's called Flagrant 2. It's with this comedian out of New York. His last name is Schwartz. I think his first name is Andrew. Oh, I'm sorry, not Schwartz. Schultz. Schultz. Andrew Schultz.
Schultz.
And he's got this podcast. It's called Flagrant 2. It's a sports podcast. And I listened for 2.5 hours this episode, and it was absolutely fascinating. They brought on Brent Grimes' wife.
What?
Yeah, her name is Miko Grimes, and she used to be in the WNBA, and now she's like his, basically like his agent. And for 2.5 hours, it's a must listen, dude. You're going to love it. For 2.5 hours, she talks about basically NFL conspiracy theories.
What?
About how, and she claims they're not conspiracies, that when players are up for contracts, coaches will tell them to not play as well, not take as many risks, bench them, all this stuff so that they don't have to pay them as much.
Interesting.
They do all this stuff, and sometimes the doctors come in and tell them they can't play.
Dude, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So there was that. Then she went on about how there's like multiple gay players in the NFL and none of them have come out and she knows them and knows it's true. Dude, 2.5 hours, absolutely thrilling stuff.
Dude, that is pretty cool. I'll definitely check that out because that's like the kind of podcast you want to see, the behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. She spills all the dirt on everyone. She blasted Deion Sanders for not picking Brent Grimes in the Pro Bowl draft.
Oh my gosh.
Check it out. It's really, really good.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I definitely will. I'm always looking for a podcast.
Yeah.
Is it, you just get sick of listening to your own podcast over and over
again. Yeah, you know? I listen to that a couple times a week.
Okay. You got anything else you want to bring up in terms of football?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Okay. So before we get to our, oh my gosh, I always forget what mountain to talk about.
It's like Mount Gamba? Gamba?
Gonga, yes.
Gonga.
Which is a great mountain name, I think. It just sounds like a giant mountain to me. So I kind of, because my job right now, it's so slow. I'm like out of the way. No one ever calls. It's pretty much dead here anyway.
Yeah.
So there was a post on Reddit. So you've seen The Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah.
So all the snow they use in The Wizard of Oz is 100% pure asbestos.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Are you kidding me?
There, and like, this is how I got started on my rabbit hole, but there is so much wrong stuff in that movie. If you ever get the chance just to read about the production of how they made The Wizard of Oz, everything from the Munchkins to the actors, like, it's crazy.
Dude, no wonder the lion didn't have any lungs.
Yeah. Yeah, the asbestos took it away. So it got started there, and then it got to the life of Judy Garland. Okay. And so do you know her real name isn't Judy Garland?
No.
It was Francis Glum.
Oh my gosh, that's one of the ugliest things I've ever heard.
I know. So, like, her and her sisters were actually, like, this traveling band of I don't remember the official term, but it was basically like circus performers.
Okay.
But was a great singer. She started her acting career at like 12 years old. And
is the word you're looking for vaudevillian?
Yeah.
Vaudevillian?
Yeah, something like that. What does that mean? Do you know what that means?
Let me type it in. Let me see.
Yeah, I didn't know what it meant, but just the way the context clues led me to believe it was some sort of traveling circus.
It's a theatrical genre of variety entertainment born in France at the end of the 1700s. Vaudeville. I don't know.
Interesting. All right. Well, just think circus. So she got into acting, and basically, like, she worked for MGM. They kept trying because she, like, was a huge star after The Wizard of Oz. And so from that moment on, like, they basically force fed her methamphetamines to keep her awake so she could film longer.
Oh my gosh.
And so, like, her whole life she was addicted to drugs, basically. And it really sucked because, like, she had this whole thing where she didn't think she was pretty or like attractive at all, because she would always be stuck in, like, the same sort of stereotypical girl next door look for all her films.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, is horrible because, like, she's super attractive.
Yeah.
But so, like, she was always depressed about that, got more drugs, which, I mean, that whole story sucks. It's really bad for her. But that led me to Amityville Horror. Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so the old movie's better. They made a remake with Ryan Reynolds in 2011. I haven't seen all of that. I didn't really enjoy the first movie, and so the remake, I was like, yeah, it's whatever.
Okay.
But I never, like, really read into the backstory of that movie at all. So the whole thing is based, because it's about the family being haunted.
Okay.
But the murders that are haunting them were real murders. And so basically what happened is this guy, and he's like one of those weird, like, Dubai's names, something like that. He's got two last names, but he had his whole family. It's his, like, sister, his mom, his dad. And then, like, a couple other more people, either his brothers or his aunts and uncles. There's a lot of people in this house, but they all woke up with they didn't wake up. They all died. And it was a gunshot wound. And he initially, like, tried to pass it off as, like, he just got home. It was this hitman that killed them all, whatever. And then, like, he confessed. And it was like, yeah, I killed them all. That my parents were planning to kill me, so I killed everyone first. And that was, like, in the set.
Okay.
But everyone found it weird because, like, they all died from a gunshot wound.
Yeah.
At about, like, 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
But they all, like, were just laying in their bed with no sign of any struggle at all. And so if it was a gunshot wound, like, why didn't, like, you hear one person get shot and you get
right, up? Yeah.
So super weird. He's tried several times over the years to present a different story. He keeps saying his sister's brother-in-law, no, sorry, his sister's husband, his brother-in-law, can testify the whole thing that it wasn't him that killed those people. He was there. He knows what happens. But his sister's brother-in-law doesn't exist. Like, it's just this made-up person. It's so weird. But, so, I mentioned all that because when they first were filming Amityville Horror, there was all this stuff that happened on set, like super paranormal stuff.
What?
So they were filming it, and the director's dog, when he'd be there late at night, would just start barking and growling, like, at random stuff. And the director, like, said he'd always get these chills. There was this random fire that started that no one knows what caused it. It just happened. And then, like, that they filmed that movie in, like, the 80s or something. And then when Ryan Reynolds was doing the remake, he said every day that he went in to shoot, he would always wake up at 3:15, which was the time of death that they put for the people that died, like, in real life.
What?
Like, all that stuff was so crazy to me. I was just reading this at work. And it's just awesome, right? Oh man,
dude, that's sick. I gotta go check this out. I gotta watch the movie.
Yeah,
so I know nothing about this.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So that led me to like I just started like Googling Hollywood horror stories, trying to like find like more of these ghost stories on set. And there's a few of them that are really cool. So just check that out. It's a super fun fact.
I will, dude. Good stuff. I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
In the movie realm, I watched Love Actually.
What do you think?
I was a fan. I was a fan.
It's a good movie.
I was a big fan. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I had no idea it was a Christmas movie. And I had no idea how many big British actors and actresses were in it. Everyone's in it. A
ton of people. Everyone's in that movie, dude.
Everyone's in it. It was exactly what... I don't know if it was what I expected, but it was... It reminded me of like Valentine's Day, and
yeah, that's kind of what they based it off of. Yeah. I'm sorry, like they based Valentine's Day off of it, actually. Yeah,
yeah. So it was. I was a fan, though. I was a fan. Liam Neeson was a boss.
Yeah. What was your favorite storyline?
I like the young kid with the girl at school, just because
that's my favorite. That's my favorite
for those kind of story.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was another one I liked? I liked the Prime Minister one too.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the guy that the British guy that goes to America and just like always tries to win and go for him. I'm like, man, I want a British accent so bad.
Yeah, that was great.
Solve all my problems.
I can't believe Snape was such a little loser. I know. But the wife was super chill about it. I was like, wow.
Yeah. But it's definitely a good movie.
Yeah, it was good. I was a fan. So yeah.
Oh man, so okay, well, did you want to get into our Mount Gonga?
Let's do our Mount Gonga. Describe it for our listeners.
Okay, so this is the Mount Gonga of things you don't understand.
Okay.
I think that's basically what I said, right?
Yep, things you don't understand.
And I feel like we basically covered something like this already, but there's definitely more things than four things I don't understand, so we can just do a second one.
Okay.
All right, you want to start off?
Yeah, I'll start off with the easy one. I'd be shocked if you didn't have this one on your list. Women.
Yes. So
I had to put it on there. I knew it was a home run. It was a layup, but I had to put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't throw that on mine because I knew you had it on yours. So that works out.
Okay.
All right. So what don't you understand about women, Alex?
Reference the previous 18 episodes of Two Clowns and a Goat.
Yeah. So, gosh. All right. So we'll just keep with this girl right now.
Right.
I don't understand how to put into context. All right, we'll pair this one together because I put down messaging on mine because I've been messaging her on Facebook. I've texted her, and now I'm messaging her on WhatsApp. So I don't know how to I don't know how to correlate what the person I know online and the person in real life when I don't ever see her that much in real life. I don't know like how to I don't know what to do. This is different. And it doesn't make any sense.
I think the texting, the messaging, whatever, the WhatsApp game is just an absolute joke. I mean, everyone tells you don't send a text back immediately. And I'm thinking, when I meet my wife, we're not going to be playing games like this. We're going to be texting nonstop because we want to. It's not going to be, let me wait 2 hours and 13 minutes and then send something back. and yes. then go off the grid again. It's like, yeah, man, so like, it's a joke.
And I want, like, that's really like, and you want to kind of expand on this. I don't understand our human mind, because you don't want to do that. But then when she takes a little bit, you're like, well, should I take a little bit too? Or is it weird if I just reply right away? Is it, do I just keep texting her every day when the conversation ended yesterday? Like, what's an acceptable conversation shift here? What does this mean? Did she not understand my joke? Like, I don't, and like, there have been several times just in messaging this girl, like, I've asked her a question and like I'll send a message or she'll send a message. I'll reply to that message. I'll ask her a question. What are you doing?
Me? Can you hear
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I'm flicking like this little zipper thing I got. Sorry. My mic is sensitive.
You're like bouncing a ping pong ball.
I'm sorry.
But, and like, so I don't know, like, I ask her a question in all of those messages and she doesn't answer my question. So I'm like, did she just ignore me, or did she not see the question, or did she be like, that's a bad question, I'm not going to answer it? And it sucks that I'm even worrying about this. I'm like, this means absolutely nothing. Don't care about it. And I'm caring about it anyway.
Yeah, it's awful. Something that I always am like worried about is, can she tell I'm joking here? Because yes. I don't think my sense of humor really travels through text. It's like yeah. sarcasm doesn't go anywhere virtually.
Same. And that's what I'm really worried about, is because like when I'm like, even when I'm joking in person, I feel like sometimes it takes a certain person to like understand, like just know me for just a little bit before you understand, all right,
yeah.
I'm joking about basically everything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So that's why I hate, like, she gets to know me over here and then I joke a lot in person when I can't say as many jokes over text and she thinks it's all serious.
Yes. Yes. And then it comes down to the game of, well, should I add an exclamation point so that they know I'm joking? Should I add a smirk face? And it's like, oh, I don't use those normally.
And then I'm like, well, what emoji? Like, she's an emoji user. Like, she doesn't use a lot of emojis. But instead of smiley faces, she just does the smiley face emojis. And
that's confident.
I am not an emoji user. I don't have the patience to sit there and press the little glow button and go to emojis and find the one I want. I send three things. I send my heart. I send my broken heart. And then I'll do the normal smiley face when I'm talking to a girl, very rarely. But now I'm put in the position where she's not using that. And so I think I have to use emojis too. And so I throw like
power
two
struggle.
Or three in there. And like, I just don't want to use them. Like, I don't like emojis.
TC, I love your heart so much that I've actually adopted it. It's
I know you see putting your emails
my,
out. It's a good thing.
I send probably 10 a day. I love it so much. It's so good.
For the life of me, I don't remember what started me using that, but I've not stopped.
I love it.
Like,
I love it.
2 years running at this point. Okay. What do you have number two?
All right, number two of things I don't understand are these people who believe in zodiac signs. Or have you heard of these things called Enneagrams?
No, I haven't heard of those.
It's basically the same thing. It's like you take this test or whatever, and it pops out. Like, so it's 1 through 9. Okay, so imagine a circle, and around the circle is 1 through 9. Okay?
Okay.
So you take this test, and based on your answers, you get a result. You get a number. So, for example, I'm a 3. But then this one's a little different than like the Myers-Briggs or like whatever the zodiac stupid thing is that they send you, horoscopes or whatever. This Enneagram will give you a wing. So if I'm a 3, I can be a wing 3-wing 2 or 3-wing 4. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever that means, I have no idea.
It's like subdivisions of part 3.
It's not subdivisions. It's like I'm 3 with traces of 2 type deal. So
weird.
So anyways, I go to my friend's office today and she goes off for about 20 minutes about how these Enneagrams, she gives me this book. I start reading it and she's like, oh, you're definitely a 3. You're definitely a 3. That's spot on. I'm like, all right. So I start reading the 3. I'm like, oh yeah, some of this stuff, like, all right, that's me. That's not, that's me. Like, and then she's a 1 and she starts reading out this stuff about 1s. And I'm like, that is exactly what it said about me as a 3, just in different wording. But this is what every horoscope is, every personality test.
Yep.
It's the same thing, worded differently, it's just all generalizations.
Yep.
I don't get the people who believe in them.
So how do you spell this? Is it with an E or an A?
I think it's with an E. E-N-N.
Okay.
E-N-N-E-A Graham. Enneagram.
I've got it pulled up. I'm definitely – I can't not take this. Like, I just don't have the self-control not to.
Yeah, and so this one is complex, dude. There are, like, levels. Like, so you get your main number, then you get your wings, and then you also get – when you're at your best self, you kind of funnel across the circle. So, like, a three – if I'm in my best self, I funnel to a six. If I'm at my worst self, I go to a nine. And then there's levels. There's like nine different levels of each level. It is so stupid.
All right, so this will be what I do at work tomorrow. Yes. So thank you for filling my time.
Yeah, take the Enneagram. Tell me what you get.
So I have been talking to this girl about the Myers-Briggs test.
Yeah.
Today. And this falls into the same category. Yep. Because we were talking about it, and she had this book about like how to read people or something, and so she was telling me about it. And like pretty much any marketing class you take, you have to talk about the Myers-Briggs test. You have to take the Myers-Briggs test, and like I don't deny it's like a little accurate, I guess, because like obviously you can tell if you're introverted or extroverted just based off, do you like talking to people? Do you not like talking to people?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, but it'll ask you the same question like 30 times, and so you answer enough, it'll give you like, all right, you're about 60% this.
Yeah.
But the rest of the things don't make any sense, and I feel like they're all the same thing anyway.
Yeah.
But she's talking about it, and I was like, I feel like I'm talking about a zodiac sign right now, because I don't believe in this. But we ended up on the same personality type, so I was just like, yeah, this is great, totally accurate.
Yeah, when you're in front of the girls, you gotta be like, oh yeah, this is
sweet. I totally believe in all this stuff.
Oh yeah. Today I pushed back. I was like, Maddie, this is garbage. She's like, no. No, it's not. Like, she actually started getting, like, kind of upset. I'm like, all right, I'm going to pull back here because she's really into this and believes this stuff.
My favorite thing is when – not my favorite thing. It depends on who you're with. But, like, if you absolutely don't care about something and someone cares about it a lot, it's just like, okay, fine. I don't care. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, yeah. All right. My number two is graduation.
Okay.
So, went to graduation on Friday.
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense. I don't know where this whole thing started. I've never looked into it. I don't really care to look into it. But I'm going to attack it anyway. Why are we wearing robes? Why, when I graduate, am I wearing a dress? I don't understand, like why did this become a tradition? It's not fun. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The whole cap and the giant tassel that just swings in your face the whole time. Why is that a thing? Why do you move it to, like, it makes more sense to me you would move it to the right side, right?
I don't.
Why do you move it to the left side?
I never move it. I'm just like, why am I moving this? Then I have to keep my neck tilted to keep it on the right side.
Literally, like, because I had it on the right side the whole time. We finally moved it to the left side. My face had just gotten used to being hit on the right side, and then it felt really uncomfortable on the left side, so we moved it back. I couldn't deal with it. But so I don't understand why, like, when did this become a thing? And before the whole ceremony actually starts, you have to sit there, they're playing music, and all these people are walking in. We have to stand for them because they're super important. They get their own little theme song. They have absolutely no power. This is a school. Like, I don't care how prestigious you want to say college is. Why am I paying this? Like, I don't know who these people are. Why am I paying them? So they have absolutely no power in anything at all outside of the city. Not even the city. Like, they don't do anything. I don't get it.
So here's my theory. It's all a big money grab. These gowns and caps and whatever. It probably started 100 years ago. Some company started it up and just said, hey, yeah, no, you have to wear this or you're not graduating. And then somehow they got the schools to buy in. And now it's just a big money grab.
I completely agree. They're sitting there. We're having to stand while these people walk in who are wearing way fancier dresses than we are. I text my mom, are these people really that important? She said, yes. And I was like,
yes.
Is this just a me thing? Like, I don't care.
Like, so I would understand, like, if we went to Hogwarts, I would understand, like, yeah, let's put on some gowns.
I completely agree.
But University of Georgia, come on. I want to show up in gym shorts and a tee.
Yes. So, I think part of the reason is I feel like I've been mentally checked out of school since like last year.
Yes.
But I have been super checked out since everyone I know graduated in the spring. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
So I found this girl next to me who, she's actually the other person getting promoted at a different place. And so we just sat together and she started crying and I wasn't making fun of her, but I was just like, are you really crying right now? And then I got a whole story about how her family didn't go to college. Her dad worked so hard so she could go to college. Her mom worked so hard so she could go to college. And then I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh man, come on. Just get me out of here.
Yeah, dude. Why does that always happen?
It's ridiculous. So
I think it's a combo of like, I don't know. Maybe it's, we're just not like super emotional, like schmaltzy.
Yeah, I definitely think I was probably overly cynical about it.
Yeah,
but I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. It teaches us not to make fun of everything because eventually it's just gonna.
It backfires always. Yes, that's a good one, TC. All right. The next thing I don't understand is why Star Wars had Rian Johnson direct one movie and then went back to J.J. Abrams.
I'm on board with that.
It just pisses me off. They wrecked what could have been an unbelievable trilogy after the first one. It could have been so good. Why? I don't understand why they have three movies set to be released and they don't meet and come up with some sort of at least loose, overarching story to bind the three movies together instead of saying, JJ, you write the first one. Rian, second one. Oh, no. Fail. Bring back JJ. It makes me so mad. It makes me so mad.
I fully agree. And like, I kind of wonder just based off of like, you know, you look at the Marvel movies, they have, all right, this movie had this director, this movie had this director, but they're still telling an overall story. Why don't we just do that with Star Wars?
Yeah.
And so they gave, you know, a guy, I think because he was coming off Hot off some movie. I just don't remember which one it was. They handed him Star Wars. Like, yeah, just tell a story. And he did not do a very good job. And so they're like, all right, we'll go back to the first guy. You just finished telling your story. And it just doesn't work. And I don't know.
Must have been Looper. It's the only one I see. But that was maybe, 2012.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Oh, I'm sorry. Breaking Bad. That was it.
Yeah, that was it. It was Breaking Bad. And I honestly think maybe, like, I think it doesn't work with a trilogy as well because Marvel has, like, you know, you have so many movies to tell, like, certain stories for each character.
Yeah.
And so I think they were thinking, all right, just tell a story and then we'll finish it up in this one. But he had to follow the storyline. He just kind of told his old story about it.
It's honestly just infuriating. I just hate it so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got his own trilogy.
Yeah, and which doesn't make any sense at all, right?
I mean, he just made the worst Star Wars movie since Phantom. I'm sorry, since Clones. And now he's got three more. Like, what? What?
Now, because we talked about this when it happened. Did he get, but I don't remember the timeline, like, right now. Did he get the trilogy before the movie came out?
Yes, I believe he did before, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I kind of remember saying, like, this has to be a good sign, right? They give him a whole trilogy. They must really like what he did with this one. And I don't understand it now.
Maybe if he has full creative control, he can turn it around. But
I hope so.
Jeez, dude.
Now, what? And he did give us some great Star Wars moments, I think.
He did. That I will give him.
Yeah, which is really weird when you look at the overall movie. Like, because it does have, like, the movie has a lot of actually really cool moments.
Yeah.
It just kind of sucks when you tie them all together.
Yes. So I'm going in open-minded to his new trilogy for that reason, because you're right. There was some really sweet stuff. It just didn't fit in with any of the other storylines.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a spin off that, and I'm actually going to rearrange my order because this kind of ties into it. I don't understand why Netflix canceled Daredevil. And I know you don't – you probably don't watch it. I'm guessing you're not big on this whole superhero thing. But – I have not seen a more perfect TV show overall than Daredevil almost ever.
Okay.
Like, so it has a great story in every single season. That is like the best fight scenes I've ever seen, movie or TV ever. Okay. And it's such like, I mean, like Daredevil is a blind lawyer, and I've never seen, like, could you watch that? You believe the guy's blind. Like, have you ever seen Stardust?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind. Stardust is a really great movie. You would love it. I think I've told you about this already, okay. But his name's Charlie Cox. He was actually in that, but the dude, like, he just stares straight ahead the whole time he's filming, like, forever. And he just looks blind. It's so cool.
Wow.
But it's literally like, if you watch the first two episodes, you could not stop watching the show. That's how good it is. And they just canceled it because Disney's coming out with their streaming series next year. And I really think they just don't want to like put Disney stuff on theirs. I don't know, but it's super unfair because it's such a great TV show and it's just ending before its time. And there's nothing I can do to stop it.
TC, let me break your heart. They're canceling the show because people are done with superheroes.
It's not. So my take on it right now is because Marvel had, like, they had Daredevil, they had Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist all on Netflix, and they wanted to bring them all together for the Defenders, that where they, like, they have their Avengers TV show.
Okay.
And the Defenders sucked when it happened. And so I think that drove a lot of people away. It kind of ruined their credibility. And so when Daredevil season 3 came out, people were like, eh, I'm just kind of not going to touch it. And it sucks because, like, Daredevil on its own is such a good TV show. And then they just broke it trying to make more money by selling this crap TV show.
I feel bad for you, TC.
It makes me so angry. Like, because, like, even when the writers, like, when they announced it, the writers like, wow, we had season 4 all planned out, and now no one's ever going to get to see it.
My heart breaks for you. Now you only have about 18 Marvel movies to fall back to.
But they're not as good as the TV show. if you made me pick between the next, like, the Avengers that just came out and Daredevil, I'm picking a new season of Daredevil every time.
Well, maybe someone will pick it up. Maybe you'll get lucky and someone will pick it up.
I hope so. They have the rights until 2020. So it's hard. I think it's hard to revive a TV show 2 years after.
Okay.
But okay. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay. My final thing that I don't understand are these parents that put those bumper stickers on the car that say, "My kid is an honor roll student at North Paulding High School." They're
okay.
Morons. I'm never putting that on there. My kids don't deserve that recognition. They don't need their name on a bumper sticker on the back of my car.
I agree. And just thinking about it now, like, because I don't think my parents ever had, like, they had, like, the North Paulding, like, just the magnet, yes, you throw on there, the middle school magnet. But they never had the honor student thing. But I've definitely seen them. And how do you get those?
Well, I think you have to pay, like, for them, which is another thing. Like, you buy them, then you put them on your car, and now your kid thinks he's in control. He gets all high and mighty. Oh, I'm an honor student. And then they start ruling the roost, and things go downhill the second you put one of those on.
Now, just thinking about it, like, do you think there's, like, because I'm trying to remember what was in the school store in high school, and I really can't. Did you have to prove, like, you have to, oh, whose parent are you? Oh, you say, your kid's on the honors, so you can buy this magnet. Oh, you can't buy this magnet. I'm sorry.
I don't even,
because it doesn't seem like there'd be that much control over it.
I don't.
Can anybody just buy those magnets and throw it on there?
I don't know. I don't really know how they were distributed, but I think you had to buy them, and then the teacher, like, gave it to your parents.
It's pretty dumb. So, like, it's like an exclusive magnet.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
So I'm not a fan of it.
You know, school as a general thing doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you stop and think about it.
Yes.
But I didn't have that on my list.
Especially modern day school.
Modern day school is the worst. Why can't we go back to where you all have to go sit at a wooden desk with chalkboards and get your wrist slapped by a ruler?
Yeah. There's really no point in school now because you can get seriously everything online that you need.
Exactly. Okay, so my last thing I don't understand. Guys who don't watch football.
Oh, please talk to me.
So they told us to be at graduation at 8 in the morning. We didn't actually leave the little gym we were lined up in until 9:20.
Okay.
But they didn't tell us that. They told us we had to be there at 8. So I show up at 8. This whole gym is deserted. I stand in the business line behind this one guy. I am exhausted. I'm annoyed. And everything that was on the internet last night when I went to bed is still on the internet now. So there's no new information. There's nothing to look at. And so I start trying to talk to this guy. His tassel is a lot more colorful than mine. Yeah. Just draped and stuff. And so I'm like, hey, you know, what'd you excited about the Texas game? He's like, what? I'm like, the Georgia Texas game. He's like, oh, I mean, yeah, it'll be cool. I don't know. Now that I'm out of here, I don't really care about football. I was like, oh, so are you more of like an NFL guy? He's like, no, I don't watch pro sports.
But then what do you talk about with him?
Thank you. Like, don't care.
Play piano?
He just probably sits there and studies all the time. Like, based off of how he was draped. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, because I get people that don't like it. I really cannot. Because I understand it, I guess, sort of. I don't know. But it just shuts down every single talking point, like, I have. Like,
yeah.
Football is the door in.
Yes.
And it can be your door out. And it can also be a door to something else.
Yes. I totally.
But if you just won't even, if you won't even open the door, like, what do you want me to do? I don't know what else to start with.
Well, the other thing is,
I'm gonna start
when you open the door, or you at least try to open the door, and maybe you pick the wrong door. Maybe he doesn't have that door. He should at least then go to his door and open it and see if you'll walk in that door.
Yes.
But of course, he doesn't that. He just says, "Oh, I'm not a fan," and then probably goes back to his phone.
Yeah. See, and I don't know, like. It's just weird. Like, people that don't watch sports in general are weird to me.
I agree.
Especially, and you want to go off, you say some gender stigma, whatever. It's like guys that don't watch sports, it's just weird.
I don't think I'm friends with anyone who doesn't watch sports because that's the first thing you talk about with dudes.
Yeah. And if you don't like football, fine. I watch NBA. I watch soccer when it's on TV and there's nothing else on. I can make up stuff about baseball that I've heard from people that watch baseball and what I see on the front page of Twitter, but that's like, I'll talk about it. I don't care. Just give me something.
Yeah. Give me something sports related. We'll run its course. If it's interesting enough, then we'll shift to girls or movies. It's that easy.
Exactly.
It's that easy.
Oh man. So yeah, that's it.
That's a good one, TC.
And it's almost easier to talk to girls than it is to talk to a guy that doesn't watch sports.
I would totally agree. I would totally agree. Because at least with a girl, there's some sort of energy almost immediately. There's always some sort of at least energy where they're going to be nice, or you can talk about, you know, a rom-com or a funny joke you heard.
So, all right. So, because I kept trying to talk to him. It was just weird. But like my first door after that one closed was, all right, you know, how's school? What'd you major in? Where's your job?
Yeah.
And I think if it was a girl, that would have been where I started.
Yeah.
So if a guy doesn't like sports, do we just treat him like a girl? Because, I mean, is that where we're at?
It could be where we're at. It could be.
Oh, man. This is the kind of stuff, this is why we don't tell people we have this podcast.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you do start talking to a girl, like, I'm trying to think about this myself. Just like girls that you're friends with, okay? What was the first thing that you talked about with them?
Like, ever?
Yeah, like how do you open up a friendly relationship with a girl? I'm trying to think.
Interesting, all right. Okay, well, let's start with mutual friends. So the only time I ever remember talking to Caitlin was she said, hey, to me at homecoming sophomore year. Cause she was talking to Brian.
Okay.
And then I just started insulting her and somehow a friendship developed. I really don't think I said anything nice to her until like sophomore year college.
I thought you guys were tight in marketing at the school store.
That's I mean, yeah, but I just go in there and I insult her. I mean, it wasn't really a conversation. I would ask her for relationship advice and then bash her relationship advice.
I'm trying to think, like, with these girls that I'm friends with up here, I don't even I actually, you know what? This is what happened. We went to Nashville. I didn't really know him that well. We came back and we started talking crap about one of the dudes on the trip. And that was it. Then I was in. And then once that happened, I was like, okay, everything's fair game. It's time to start making
okay.
Sure. That's what happened.
Okay. So just thinking about it, like girls that I have been friends with in college, because I don't really have many of them anymore.
Right.
There's one girl in one of my projects for sports marketing that was engaged. And so it was really easy for me to just like, all right, fine. We can just be friends.
Yeah.
I started off insulting her. The girl that I went on that double date with that was also in my group, I insulted her too. So
what's your
pretty
point?
Much every, I don't know. I think that's how I make friends. I just insult girls. But pretty much every girl in college I've been friends with, I've tried to date at some point, so I don't have a lot of them.
Okay. That is very interesting. I've gotten really bad with starting to call these girls like morons a lot. But like when I say moron, it's kind of almost a compliment.
Yeah.
But they don't know yeah, totally. This. So I'm always just like, you are an absolute moron. And they're like, geez. I'm like, no, like that's not bad. I don't know.
I feel like if I insult you, I'm friend. Like, I'll just go around insulting people. I don't. Well, if I insult you, it means I like you.
Yes.
If I don't insult you, I probably just don't want anything to do with you. So.
Yes, that is definitely accurate. I think definitely. I would concur with that.
Interesting. Okay.
All right, dude. Anything else before we sign off?
I don't think so. We'll be back with our Christmas episode at some point.
I can't wait.
So you'll be able to extend Christmas just like an extra couple of days with our special Christmas edition.
Yes.
And just pretend it's Christmas all over again.
Yes, yes. It's going to be fun. So, all right, dude. Another great episode. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you guys in a few days.
Yeah, bye.
See ya.